Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're scrubbing in.
It is January 20th, and guess what?
What?
I still have my Christmas decorations up.
Ooh. Guess who doesn't have their Christmas decorations up?
You.
Guess who?
Way to go, Becca.
Threw their pumpkins away.
You.
Becca Tilley did.
I'm impressed.
That's about all I have to say.
Yeah.
Guess who woke up? Oh, I didn't talk about this on Monday. I woke up. It rained like hard during the night and I had had my roof fixed from the previous rainstorm we had. And I was getting, it was dripping onto my bed and then another place and guy came to fix it. And then Monday I woke up to a drip hitting me in the head.
No.
And so I called and I was like, it's still dripping onto my bed. He's like, okay, I'll find a time next this week to come. I'm like, I need
ASAP.
Yeah. Well, once it stops raining, it's fine.
But then you never know in LA, it might not rain again until October.
Yeah.
That's
totally.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like when he fixed it the first time, he was like, okay, I fixed it. And I was like, yeah, I guess we'll find out next time it rains, which in my mind, I was like, could be a long time from now. But mm-hmm. No, it didn't.
Yeah. I feel as though I'm like stuck in time. My apartment is stuck in December. Like it's just.
I feel like MLK is kind of a deadline for getting down your Christmas decorations.
I know.
Not to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what's interesting is I don't just have like a tree with decorations. I have a whole like
hullabaloo of
hullabaloo.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get your words in there, you know what I'm saying?
Oh no.
I have like a whole, I have vignettes. I have different like Christmas vignettes all over my apartment. So I have like a lot of garland down the thing and like a couple Santa Clauses and some menorahs and stuff. I mean, I have like, it's a lot. It's going to require a lot of time. And so
I think it'll be faster than you realize. Mine came, I took everything down so quickly.
Yeah. I got a car.
I had a much bigger tree and it was a real tree and it shed everywhere, which was not fun, but I got it done pretty quickly. So I believe in you.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do it today.
Yeah, or just keep it up. It's fine.
Yeah. Let's just see how long it takes. Yeah. It's just a true indication of how much I'm not home anymore. Like, I'm just not home. Like, I literally come here, I work, and then I leave. So I'm not doing, I don't even have groceries in my house anymore. Like, when I go grocery shopping,
we'll you've grocery never shopping. Had groceries at your house.
That's not true. I have groceries that I ate. I would like had meat and stuff that I would eat and have snacks at my place.
Meat and almonds.
But it's really crazy. Like, it's such a weird, it's a weird thing when you're like, my home doesn't feel like my home anymore.
It's your office.
It's like my office.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, you know what that means.
What do they say?
Things are getting serious.
Right. That's exactly what that means.
Yep.
And by the way, calling each other mommy and daddy, I know it's all kind of tongue in cheek, but it is a big step.
Yeah.
That and is a big leap forward in the relationship.
Well, we are. We're Sonny's mommy and daddy.
You're not, but. But referring to each
she
other
can hear
as
you, so just
she's referring not, she's to each other as
she has a mom, Sonny. Anyway, referring to each other as mommy and daddy is a big leap. I'm sorry, it is. That is very much testing the waters of actually becoming a mommy and daddy together.
This is definitely testing the waters. We are. It is. It's like we're co-parenting this fur baby. But it's true. I'm not, I mean, I was never home before we got the dog. Like, I would come here and I would shower and, you know, switch out my clothes and all that kind of stuff. I'm never here anymore. Like, truly just never here. It's weird.
Yeah, it's what you wanted.
No, it's weird in the best way, but it's also a little bit, I don't want to say I feel like a nomad, but I kind of feel like
displaced a little bit.
I don't know. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't have my razors there. So I went like, I'm like, I don't even know what I have here or anymore. You know, like my underwear, all my underwear is split up 50-50. You know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff. It's just weird.
I noticed you bring the bag. You've been posting about the bags and I was going to ask if you like have a separate set of clothes. Cause when Allison and I were living apart, I was a big bag guy. Cause I'm like, I don't know what I want to wear this day. You know, I can't keep a separate set of clothes
it's
over there.
It's so funny the amount of people that respond to when I post those pictures of like, how many bags am I carrying over to his house tonight? They're like, oh, those days. Because I have a separate set. I have basically everything that I need to just like sleep and live. Like I have all my toiletries and underwear and workout clothes and sweats and things like that. But if it's ever like we want to go out somewhere and I need like actual going out clothes, I don't have really any of that stuff. So that's like what's in the bags.
What if you kept like just one of your favorite pairs of jeans and like three of your favorite tops and a pair of heels? And that way you always had an outfit for it.
Yeah. Well, at this point, I don't care because we're not doing anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? So really the movie premiere was the only time I've had to like, I had like, you know, some things because I didn't know what I wanted to wear. But in the most part, I'm wearing sweats these days. So it's like not a big deal, but it is. I feel like I'm such that person. The minute that Christmas is over, I'm packing up my things and I'm on to the new year. And like, I just feel like my apartment being stuck in Christmas is interesting.
Yeah. You had a very busy holiday season. Just give yourself some grace.
Relax. Yeah. I'm giving myself some grace, but maybe, you know, I might turn on some Christmas music after we do the podcast today, grab my pooch and take it down.
We just took ours down this weekend and I had this thing set up this year where like, I had everything on timers and like Wi-Fi switches. So like when the sun goes down, it would turn on the lights in the house and then turn on the Christmas tree lights and then turn on Oh Christmas Tree on the stereo.
Wow.
And, I took everything down, but I left the, music, automation. So the last couple nights, like when the sun goes down, it still plays Oh Christmas Tree. And it's been, and Allison and I will like take a moment and like put our arm around each other and be like, Merry Christmas, Allison. There's nothing up still. It's just the song, but it's probably gonna stay up all year like that.
Yeah. You know, there is an energy about Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of nice. So it's like, whatever. Maybe I just leave it all year.
Yeah.
No, then I'm that girl.
What is that girl?
The girl that leaves Christmas up all year.
Wow, you're so judgy between people with their pet Instagrams and people who leave their Christmas lights up. There's a lot of that girls that you're becoming.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I got a message from this T-word, and she was like, I was looking back at all. I saw her message she sent me recently, and then I was reading all of the old messages she sent me, and she does not like me because she thinks I'm a bully to Tanya, and then I'm always making fun of Tanya, and I'm like, first of all, Tanya does and says things just to get a reaction out of me, and she knows how I'm going to react. And I was
it's
like,
not totally true, but it's not totally wrong.
Do you consider me a bully to you?
No, not at all. Not at all. All
right, so shout out to the T word.
No, I don't think I remember
her name. That's their handle? T word?
No, remember, T word is troll, but we don't say that word anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I just think it's part of our dynamic. And I sometimes I realize too, like I can acknowledge when I'm being crazy or when I'm being weird or when I'm being a lot, you know what I mean? Like I know I am those things. I'm unapologetically those things and I don't care that I'm those things, but I know you're not.
But you know when you're going to get a reaction out of me.
Yeah.
Cause you'll be, I'm going to wait to tell you this on the podcast. And I'm like, oh no, here we go. It's always a genuine reaction, but I'm always prepared.
I love our friendship though.
I do too. But we have a lot of questions about our friendship, by the way. We're doing listener questions today on the podcast, the extra episode. So I guess maybe we take a break and then come back and start them off.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, we'll be right back. Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at macy's.com/gift finder.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff.
with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, we are back with some questions from our scrubbers. So, Mark, you want to take the lead on these?
Sure, I'm going to pick some of these. I'm not going to go in order, so I'm going to kind of keep you two on your toes. Ari sent some nice ones. Ari says, at this stage, respectively, do you think 95P and Red Star are endgame?
I feel like I...
Easton's face. I can't. like a little kid. Like
I see my future with 95P, but like the whole like, what is that? Does that mean marriage? What does that mean? I'm still trying to figure out. But I see my future with 95P.
So that is endgame.
Yeah, but endgame that stress. My therapist said that I don't need to think in that far in the future because it stresses me out. And she said that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Endgame because 95P loves like a direct answer about where our future is going. And I'm like, I feel like that's a trap because like if I don't give a resounding yes and I have any hesitation, then it's like, so you don't want to be with me? And it's like, no, there's just some space in between there.
So would 95P be okay with the idea if you were to like, I my plan is for the two of us to die in a nursing home holding hands together. Would 95P be okay with that future?
Yeah, but like, I don't want that.
Yes, you do.
I don't want to be in a nursing home.
Okay, well, it's not remove that element.
Yeah, remove that element of it.
Yeah, I mean, that would probably be a great answer, but that's just so... I have commitment issues that I'm working on.
Do you want like a Thelma and Louise going into the gorge?
There you go.
You know?
Yeah, something just like easy breezy.
Yeah, quick. Yeah.
Into the sunset.
Yeah.
Endgame does have a weird, like, dark, morbid connotation connected to it. So I'm going to rephrase the question instead of endgame, like... future game?
No. End game. Meaning this is the last like person death. You will be romantically involved with.
Oh, right. Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, Ari. I hope that helped. All right. Question. This is a great name. So I was drawn to Beba Barnes. Oh. And Beba Barnes says, picture an alternate life. You're not in Los Angeles. You are not in entertainment. Where would you live and what would you do?
I know what I would do.
What?
I would have my own shop at the farmer's market and make almond milk. And it would be, I'd be the almond milk lady at the farmer's market.
Where would you live?
Don't know. Mm. Somewhere.
No, well, you pick someplace.
Somewhere, well, the almond milk is popular. So I don't know.
Somewhere where the almond milk is popular, so probably like California
hotspots.
I need to go to an almond milk hotspot,
probably West Coast. I would say,
yeah, somewhere along the West Coast, maybe San Diego, maybe San Francisco. Yeah. Somewhere, you know, I'm a Cali girl, so I'd probably hang loose over here, maybe Hawaii. And I would have a farmer's market. I'd have my own almond milk shop.
I love that. I would probably be in San Diego still. If I hadn't moved to LA, I'd probably be in San Diego. I love San Diego. And I would honestly probably be working just like random jobs and just having the greatest time of my life. I loved my life. And like, I worked for a chiropractor, shout out to Andrew's Chiropractic Group. And I just had the greatest time. My boss was awesome. My coworkers were awesome. And I had all my friends, like my best friend, we always played like tennis and basketball together. So we were always active. It was a good time.
Mark seems befuddled.
No, I'm just looking for the next question. This is going to come from Adelma. Adelma Dazim. I don't know. It's just a collection of letters. Ed El Ma'ab. Anyway, on the similar topic of the future and Endgame, which I know you both love, this person would like to know, what do you see your friendship looking like in 50 years? So I would like to, you know, kind of put ourselves, you guys are in your 80s and you are.
No, I'm in my 50s. I'm in my 70s in
30 years, 50 years.
I am in my 80s. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm like, Becca, get there faster.
And I want to, some of the stuff, is take us through some time, you know, as Tanya and Becca in their 80s. What are you guys doing together?
Oh, my God. So much future thinking today. Is this my therapy session?
The year is 2072.
I'm probably... Tanya and I are probably catching up at a local Beverly Hills luncheon spot.
Yeah, sitting on the same side of the table because Becca just eventually gave up.
I got worn down.
Becca got worn down in her 50s. She started really just, she had a really persistent 20 years of saying no. And then around the 50s, she gave up. So now every meal that we have, we sit on the same side.
That's how, because we're able to hear each other better too.
We're able to hear each other better. We've moved from our spicy margaritas. We now drink White Russians.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little milk in our system is good for our bones.
Yeah, yeah. We need that.
Yeah. So that's our new drink of choice in our 80s. We are in healthy, thriving relationships. And our kids, how old are our kids at this point? 80.
Well, it's hard to say since they don't exist yet, but they'd probably be in their 40s, perhaps.
Okay. Wow. So our kids are hot. And fun and friends.
No, they're smart and they're best friends. And they like me more than Tanya, but she's a really good mom. But they prefer Auntie Becca.
They know they liked us in different ways.
And I don't know. I might be just like the cool aunt, depending on just if I can, you know, if I.
And we're going on a lot of picnics too.
Lots of picnics, yeah. Lots of White Russian picnics.
Yeah.
I'm still ordering fries and Tanya's still eating them even though she orders a salad or tuna.
Yeah.
Salad.
Correct. Oh, that reminds me. I found a really hot spot in LA where hot guys go for any of my single friends. So this isn't great for the podcast, but...
Yeah.
Share. There's enough listeners here to share it quick.
I think it's called the Croft or Croft Alley. I need to
I've heard
check.
Of that. Where is it?
It's on, you know, my geography, not so good. It's somewhere in Beverly Hills, and it is this like cute little cafe. And
Melrose?
Or just no, off not Melrose. There's a second one that they opened. But I'm guessing that one's great, too, because it was just popping with hotties. And so I made a mental note to clock and tell my single friends because.
What age range are we talking?
30s, 40s.
Okay.
Yeah, there's one in Beverly Hills on Brighton Way and one in Melrose Place.
Are we still scrubbing in at 80?
For sure.
All of the scrubbers in Houston and Mark, we're all just here.
Yeah. Just
the difference,
you'll be covering my funeral.
We have a lot of subgroups, though. There's like scrubbing in elderly, scrubbing in, you know, there's a lot of different subgroups, but they are all thriving. We're for sure still doing the podcast.
We're in the metaverse at this point, doing virtual reality.
I'm not doing the metaverse. I'm doing the real verse of scrubbing
in. No, that's how podcasts are. People put a helmet on and they're in the room with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ah, I see.
With your avatar.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're virtually like in the room with them. Yeah.
It's definitely freaky.
And we should do that. We should do this, the live podcast from my funeral. You can each do a eulogy. I think this is going to be great.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a great... Adele, that was a wickedly talented...
That was a dark question.
Becca, really nice reference. Hey, let's keep going with the future thing. One more future question.
From Becca's Amandi. About to have an anxiety attack.
Amandi 1998 says, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Okay, so more reasonable. 2027. All right, Tanya, are you married?
Yes.
Please, God, let her be married.
Yeah, in 5 years, for sure.
Yeah, I think there's a little baby.
baby.
Yeah. Sunny's 5.
Yeah. Oh my God. 35.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. 5 years to me feels like quick, but also I'll be 40 by then. Right. Cause I know I'll be 39. So almost 40, knocking on 40's door. Yeah, I see a lot. I see myself married. I definitely see either one kid or a kid on the way. I see myself having written maybe 2 books at that point.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And I see myself possibly with one more dog.
Oh, wow. She's adding to the crew.
Yeah.
I see myself traveling the world, having a ton of like crazy experiences, getting to do things, having my own company. I don't know what it looks like, but a very thriving, successful company.
But when you're traveling, you're still going to be back on Mondays to do the podcast.
Yeah,
right?
Or I'm doing the metaverse.
Okay.
Dean Unglert style, doing it from wherever the hell she is in the world.
Yeah.
I love that.
I hope I have decided by that point if I want kids or not for sure. Hopefully that decision's been made. 95P and I just both crushing it.
In life.
And you're Mrs. 5P at this point, I think.
Yeah, Mrs. 5P.
Becca 5P.
And I got Phoebe's
promo code
9 at that age. So still kicking.
Yeah.
Spunky.
Spunky as hell.
Her and Sunny are best friends.
Yeah. Sunny's Instagram is thriving in 5 years, let me tell you.
It's gone viral.
She's gone viral.
All right, Tanya, this is a good one for you because you brought this up actually in our meeting for the radio show today. This is from Aubrey Goods, and she says, how do I stay motivated about dating when dating apps and dating in general suck?
Let me tell you something, Aubrey. Mm-hmm. Dating apps do not suck, and dating does not suck. It's just a means to an end. It might not be the fairy tale dating situation that you expected for yourself, and let me tell you something, nothing is that way. I think it's perspective, you know, like everyone's going to go on a bad date or two. Or in my case, I went on bad date after bad date for 6 years. And it's just like, you got to keep going. You have to keep pushing through. If you get into really bad lulls, like you get really sad about it, give yourself a minute to not date and just kind of have fun and do whatever. But I think when you're sitting there and you're saying that dating sucks and dating apps suck, they're going to suck. So you have to change your mentality and you have to kind of think positively and just know it only takes one guy. It just takes one person to change everything. So it's just like a numbers game. You just got to keep it going. You know what they say? The persistent rabbit never made, or no.
Yeah. You have something.
Something pull there. It together. There's something there, but it's like
the persistent rabbit.
The persistent rabbit gets the carrot.
Mm. Wasn't graceful, but we got there.
Yeah. So Aubrey, let me tell you something. You're going to have moments where it sucks and you're going to cry and you're going to hate it, but flip it around.
Doggy style.
Ew. Dirty.
Flip it around doggy style.
Funny
though. All right. Yeah. That was a question for Tanya. Becca, here's one for you. Oh. What was your favorite date and least favorite date when you were on The Bachelor?
Oh my gosh. I'm like, what dates did I go on?
I don't even think they're referring to the men. I think they mean like the experiences.
On Chris Soule's season, my favorite was there was like an obstacle course mud run where we all had to wear wedding dresses. And it was so fun. All the girls hated it. I thought it was so fun. And then on Ben's season, we had a fun date in Vegas where we married couples, but it wasn't that fun because I was laughing so hard that I was about to I was so embarrassed. I couldn't stop laughing. I was like having crisis laughter panic. So my favorite was probably in Mexico City. We did like a cooking date with the chef and we were on teams and JoJo and I were a team and it was like hilarious and chaotic, but we didn't win. They were fun. I never had like the really romantic extravagant date. So like when I look back on my dates on The Bachelor, they were very like
blah.
Yeah, I mean they were just the group dates were fun, but like the one-on-ones weren't very like Bachelor, you know.
Yeah.
All right, here's a fun one. Grossest habit your significant other has.
My smacking. It
That's bad. Right.
And it's not, it's like chewing loudly. So it's not really, it's not smacking because I have expressed how much I can't handle smacking. It's just the chewing is loud, even if the mouth is closed.
That would make
but
me.
Then what are they like? There's I've been accused of this as well, of being a loud chewer, even though I keep my mouth closed.
That's
I don't
gross.
Know what to do with.
No, there's no
it's
solution.
Not, what am I supposed to do about
no,
it?
Mark, I'm sitting here trying to tell you there's no solution. It's just I have misophonia or whatever it is, where mouth noises are very loud to me. And there's nothing, I don't expect anything to be done. I just, it is how I feel.
Is it the shape of our skull just transmits the sound louder than most people?
I feel like I'm dealing with the jaws or something.
I'm
going
to tell you something, Mark. I've had many meals next to you and I've never noticed you to be a smacker. So
thank you. I'm not a smacker because I don't open my mouth.
So it's okay. That's okay.
Well, okay. I appreciate
but
that.
But I will say 95p, I get really grossed out easily by like everything, and I'm very rarely grossed out by 95p. So that's good.
That's good.
Yeah. All I know. Right. Honestly, I had to really think about that one because everything he does like mesmerizes me, truly. But yeah, I know. I'm in that phase. when he shaves his facial hair and stuff, he like leaves that in the sink. Which is gross, but he has his own sink, so I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, that's your sink.
No, but that is gross. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, that's something I think a lot of people find annoying. Is it mixed in with a shaving cream?
No, he doesn't use shaving cream. He uses like the, it's not a razor. It's like a buzzer, you know, it's like a guard.
Electric razor.
And so it's just the hair. There's nothing like mixed in with it. I think if we had the same faucet, it would gross me out more.
Sure.
But I'm
that's
like,
a good one. That's a good answer.
Okay.
Dark question. Rachel Lindeen says, do you think Grey's has run its course and it's time for it to end?
You know, it's hard to say because I think that there are glimmers of hope. You know what I mean? Like we'll have an episode or we'll have something that gets us giddy again, gives us the fanny flutters. but then they just take it right back down to Candy Cane Lane.
Yeah. I think because there's episodes sprinkled in there where it does feel like old Grey's, I can't say it's run its course, but I definitely think there's an obvious shift in like the writing and everything, but I'm going to be here till the end.
You know what show I was really getting into?
We should have added that when we were talking about being 80, still watching Grey's.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Still trying to be extras.
Good Sam. I think it's the new Sophia Bush show. Mm-hmm. I think I want to start watching that. And then The Resident, I was getting really into. It's another medical drama that I really liked. And I think I stopped just because the season stopped. I never started again. But I think I'm going to pick it back up. You know, like a old pair of jeans in your closet.
Well, this is another Grace question from Kerstin, K-E-H-R-S-T-E-N. Kerstin says, and I might be misinterpreting the question, but this is kind of how I like it. If you were cast in Grey's tomorrow as an existing character, which character would you be? Like on soap operas, they used to do that. Like the character of Bob is now being played by so-and-so.
Right.
So if a current character, they recast them as one, as and you got to choose whoever you wanted, who would it be?
I guess I'd want to be Maggie so I could make out with Anthony.
That's a good one, honestly. So sad Jackson's gone.
Yeah. That's where my head went initially.
I'm going Meredith, the star.
Yeah, good.
I'm going lead character energy.
Yeah.
I like it. That's a good one. All right, let's see. What else do we have here? That's an interesting one. That's another future-y one, though. I'm not sure how you feel about that.
Bring it on, baby.
A Green, 731. What would your dream proposal be?
Do you want to go first? But this is giving Becca like hives.
I've never had hives, but I'm about to have them.
Yeah.
For Becca, we can just assume it's the Jumbotron and the hockey game, right?
Okay. Well, I definitely know what I don't want, and that is something I don't want. I don't want a crowd around me. I want it to be private. I really want to celebrate with the people I love after, but I want the proposal to be private.
But live streamed.
Yeah, live streamed, but private.
On the podcast, basically.
Right.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? you know, like you, I think when I was in my 20s, I envisioned like my wedding and I had everything down to like the color of the flowers I wanted and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I think that when you have something pictured in your head in such a specific way, that's where all the mind games come into play. When that doesn't happen, that doesn't become your reality. You know what I mean? So in terms of proposal, I don't think too much about what I want it to be, because what I really want it to be is I want it to be really, really meaningful between, you know, me and my partner. I want it to be something that he knows is going to, it's just, I want it to be something really meaningful for the both of us. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know what I want it to look like per se. Would I like, you know, somebody playing a string quartet in the background? Sure. Would I like butterflies being released time? Sure. No, I'm joking. But I want it to be something really, really meaningful. That's all that really matters to me. Really, really meaningful and captured. I want
follow-up question captured. From Casey Barber. Who are your future bridesmaids?
Ooh. I would like to add my proposal that I want to be surprised, and I like a creative thought of like,
yes, I am so with you on that. Yeah. Surprise is great. I'm so tired of these couples that are like, well, we picked out the ring together, so it's happening any day now. Yeah. Like that's not how it should be, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
And I also think the person should put some effort into it. Like I hear about this, like, oh yeah, we were going to bed one night and he was on his side of the bed and he just decided to propose at that point. Like, no, that's not how this should go. Put some thought into it and surprise somebody. That's what I like. That's how it should be.
Yeah, really thoughtful.
Yeah.
I don't know about future bridesmaids. You don't know who you're going to be close with in 5 years, but let's say if you had to get married tomorrow, maybe, who would your bridesmaids be?
Mine would be, do I have a limit?
What's your wedding? What do you mean I don't have a limit?
Well, okay. My sisters, Tanya, JoJo, Laura, Brittany, Allie.
Oh my God, you're one of those.
But I might just have everyone be a part of the, like, in like dressed and like that, but not make them stand up there, you know, just kind of be like my bridesmaids, but not do the whole making them stand, because that sounds mean.
I know. You know what's funny? As I have that same thought, I don't like,
it's hard being a bridesmaid.
I don't want to have my friends all wear the same dress and stand up there with like a weird hairdo.
I want all my bridesmaids to be in the same color, but not, they can choose the color as long as they all
like
flow together in a photo.
Like a palette.
But I also like, I get so much, like I get my knees, I have to like bend my knees so I don't lock them because I get so like nervous standing in front, just standing there. So I don't know if I'll do that. But if I do, they're going to have a palette to choose from and wear a dress. But also, and Taylor Banks.
Wow.
That's like 10.
I think I have 10, yeah.
I mean, my wife had like 7 or 8, and I did have to find guys that would not normally have made the cut. I don't want to name names, but I had to go deeper than I had planned on it.
That's what I don't want. I don't want to like either one of us have to like fill a certain number because the other one of us has too many. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want that. So I think I might go that way where I have like a bridal party, but it's not, they're not standing up there with me, but they're in like a specific color and they all have a different job. Like they read something different.
Yeah. I might have my sister stand up with me. And then if, you know, depending on what 95P, who 95P chooses, but what?
Big.
What?
It's big.
What's big?
You're talking about your future wedding and your...
I'm answering the question.
I know. It's a big deal.
Yeah. Tanya, what you can't do when someone who has like anxiety about the future is make a,
big, make it a
deal.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's a lesson. Lesson 101. That's got it. Anxiety 101.
Sorry. Got it. You know, I'm super cool. I'm go with the flow girl. Like I am chill as Jill.
We've almost been together for 4 years. So like that's not that big. It's just big because I'm like... It's squirmy. Hypothetical. Yeah. I am squirmy.
So squirmy. It's interesting.
All right. Let's take a break and then we'll get a couple more questions that are a little deeper. So we'll get into those when we come back.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes, and you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey guys, it's Ben.
And Ashley.
From the Almost Famous podcast.
It's that time of year where drama fills the air.
The Bachelor is back with an all-new season premiering January 3rd.
There's a new host, Jesse Palmer.
And a brand new Bachelor, Clayton Eckerd.
Clayton is a Midwest boy that has that great smile, nice teeth, and he's really tall.
Ash, let's call it what it is. He's a beefcake.
Okay, well, Clayton seems to be a good guy, though, and he can't wait to find love, get married, and have kids. And he believes more than anything that his future wife is on this show.
It sounds like a fairy tale, but also a bit of an emotional roller coaster because Clayton tells three different women he's falling in love with them.
Technically, he told one, I couldn't be more sure that I'm falling in love with you. And another one, I'm falling in love with you. And the third one, I am in love with you.
You don't miss a thing.
It's from years of overanalyzing everything that guys say, but his heart is in the right place.
Sure. But other parts of him, not so much. As we find out when he admits to two different women that he was intimate with, both of them.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go over well.
We'll be breaking down it all on the Almost Famous podcast.
Ben is married now.
Well, and Ashley's a mom.
Will it change our opinions of what we think is acceptable single behavior?
Ooh, good question.
Listen to Almost Famous on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back going deeper. This is the deeper.
Going deeper. MCM 418. As a people pleaser, how do you let go of people's opinions of you?
Do you have the answer for this?
You know, yes, I do. I have what works for me. I think that I have come to a realization, and it's recently, that I want to live my life for myself. So I want to do things that feel right for me, that make me happy, that bring me joy, and not in a selfish way. Like, obviously, I'm not going to, like, if, you know, slashing people's tires doesn't bring me joy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be disruptive and, like, destructive to anybody else. But when it comes to things and decisions that I make, like, I just want to do stuff that feels good to me and the life that I want to create. And it might not look like what other people think or expect or want. And this isn't just like random people on Instagram. These are like intimate, you know, family, friends. And you just have, I want to live, I don't want to have regrets. And I think when you're a people pleaser, you live a life filled with a lot of regret. And I don't want that.
Yeah. I am always working on my people pleasing. And I listened to this podcast recently where they were talking about how people pleasing is actually kind of a selfish thing, because it's like, how can I please them enough to get the approval of someone? So it's kind of like you're ultimately seeking validation, which kind of makes it like a selfish thing that you're doing. So I've tried to put it into that perspective, that like me pleasing someone else really just ultimately leads to me feeling resentful because I'm doing it for the purpose of myself, if that makes sense. So I'm really trying to live with that mentality and also think like it's my life. I have one life, and like to let other people's opinions or like what I feel like I have to do for people guide me just doesn't feel like it's going to. I think I would, if I continue to live my life like that, I'm going to look back and be like, I wish I wouldn't have cared so much.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
All right. Good answers. Frank Sam Mim. I don't know. They say, what's your biggest physical insecurity and your biggest mental insecurity?
Mental insecurity is interesting.
Physical's easy.
Yeah. I have this pooch that just drives me nuts. I can't get rid of her. I've embraced her. I look at her, I touch her, and I am grateful that it, you know, she's there now. But I remember when I was just like crushing myself, working out, eating good, and like I just can't get rid of it. It's just there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that annoys me. I'd say that to me. But also, again, I've embraced it and I'm like, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
She's there.
Is that what some refer to as a fupa?
Yeah, but it's not like my upper pussy area. It's like, it's like right below. It's not. It's like right below my belly button. It's interesting. Mm. It's like this mm-hmm. like little like, I don't know. It's weird. So I'd say that's mine.
My physical would probably be my arms. I just wish they were like toner and skinnier, but I don't do much to fix them. So
here we
like,
are.
So like my insecurities are, and it's always something. I mean, even if I got my arms in shape, I'd find something else on my body just because that's how we are, you know, unfortunately, how we think of our bodies sometimes. But I would say my mental insecurity would probably be my people pleasing and like caring what people think about me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't have it. It's not the people pleasing, but I think that I have, I'm always trying to be everything to everybody in my life. And I have come to this conclusion that like, I just can't do that. Like, I just, I like physically don't have it in me anymore. And I constantly feel like I'm letting people down. And so that's been like a hard thing. But what's so interesting is like, I've been talking to my therapist about it. Cause I was just like, you know, we just got this puppy and that it's a lot more time consuming than I had expected. And then I have work and then I have a friend that, you know, I have my relationship. And then I also have a friend that's going through a breakup and I feel like I just like, can't do it all. And I can't be the friend that I want to be to her because of everything. That's, I just like actually have this puppy that I can't leave. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm like trying to do everything and I get really hard on myself and I don't put myself first. I put myself last. And I feel like that's not a good place to be.
You just burn out.
Yeah.
And then you're nothing. To correct. Anyone, because you're like, I have nothing. I've done that too, where I get to the point where I'm like, I've given everything that I have, and now I am a shell of a human.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's interesting. Do you know what I, so I'm obsessed with Molly Mae. She's this girl from Love Island, but she is like, she owns her own business and she's really cool. And she was on this podcast and I was listening to her interview and the guy, it's the podcast is called Diary of a CEO. And he asked her, do you have any friends? And she was said something along the lines of like, no, I don't have any friends. I just work all day. I have my boyfriend and that's it. She's like, friends take up too much time, too much mental capacity. Like I wouldn't, she goes, I wouldn't be like where I am and able to work as much if I had friends. And I was like, what an interesting.
Isn't that weird? Cause like, I don't think I'd be where I am in a bad way without my friends. Like my friends are so crucial to my life. Like,
yeah,
whether it's work related or personal, like my friends.
But I think the mentality is like, you can't work as hard. You can't work as late. You can't do as much work wise because you have to like spend a lot of time, you know, like friendships are relationships. You need to nurture them. And so it was like so interesting because I was like, wow, it is true. Think about it. Like all the amount of time you spend with your friends and yeah. It's so important. But I was like, wow, what a weird.
But I think if you find like-minded friends, you can make that work and support each other while you're working hard.
True.
And make time once a month to have a dinner.
True.
Instead of with your boyfriend.
Right.
But to each his own.
We have time for one more. That's kind of a sweet one from Kay Silligen. What is your favorite thing about the other person's partner?
Oh. I'd say my favorite thing is that... you know, for so long, I think Becca always used to say, like, I don't know if I'm capable of having these feelings. Like, I think I'm just like emotionally inept or like emotionally like not there. No, I'm serious.
Void.
Emotionally void. And ever since 95P came into her life, I feel like she finally knows what that feeling is like. And that feeling of deep love and wanting to be with somebody all the time and sacrificing for somebody and compromising for somebody. And it's just been like a really beautiful thing to see her really experience love for the first time in her life in her, you know, late 20s. Mm-hmm.
So your favorite quality is...
Oh, it was a favorite quality.
Just well, that I'm
check,
happy.
Let me check. Specifically, it says, what is your favorite thing about the other person's partner?
Perfect. That's great.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about Red Star is how much he has not only, I hate to say allowed Tanya to just totally be herself, but he's like encouraged her to be herself and like he has embraced who she is. And even the things that he might, you know, like wearing matching sweatshirts or sweatsuits together or like sitting on the same side of the table, like even if it's not initially his idea, he's just always open to whatever Tanya wants or needs. And I always hoped she would find someone who didn't like dim her, you know, or make her feel like she needed to dim her light or herself. And I feel like he opened I feel like he, you know, like not only he encourages it, he like mm-hmm. wants her to shine brighter. And I think that's a really special quality to find in someone, especially watching your best friend search for someone and have like, you know, bad dates and guys who didn't hold up to her standards, to see her find someone who treats her the way she deserves to be treated and also adds so much to who she already is. It's really cool. Really
you know what's so cool is somebody DM'd me last week, I think, and they were like, they're a hardcore scrubber and they wanted to go back and re-listen to like all of our old podcasts. So they're kind of like going back from day one and listening in order. And she gave me, I wish I would have screenshotted it because she gave me the name of the episode and the time of like the timestamp of Becca talking about my future partner and like all the things that she wanted out of them, like and what I deserved. And she was like, it's crazy because all the things Becca's saying is how I feel like Red Star is for you now. And I was like, God, that's so crazy that we have this like time capsule of like things that we've said or wanted. You know what I mean? Like, how crazy is that?
Yeah, we manifested him.
That's weird.
And you were so against the dating apps. And
yeah, I was the second guy I met on dating apps. And then like, look, it's like our relationship hasn't been easy. You know, we broke up and you know, it's just like things are tough. And, you know, I think we're at an age where like,
well, we all have stuff.
Yeah. Like we all are stuff. Yeah. So anyways.
And then 50 years from now, it's going to be very interesting when your great grandchildren are listening back to Grandma Tati's old podcasts from when she was young and single.
I know. Like, and then I'm like,
Mr. Whole Foods.
Right. And then I'm like, on the flip side, I'm getting a DM, somebody asking me the name of my vibrator, you know, like, it's like, I don't know what.
Oh yeah. Your grandkids are going to have some fun things to listen
with
to.
That. Emotional. God. Lack of sleep just does things to me.
That's new mom. By the way, Tanya's not petting me. If y'all see this video, I still am holding the dog.
They can't see anything.
She's just stroking what looks like stroking my arm. Oh, yeah, or my boob. All right, is that the end of the questions? I think that was a good
That's gonna
to end
do
up.
It. That's going to wrap up our Thursday edition of Scrubbing In.
Thursday
is the new Friday, they say.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that when you told me everyone goes out on Thursdays.
Yeah.
And
Mondays are becoming hot, too. Nothing sounds worse than going out on a Monday to me personally.
People need to relax.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll be back Monday with more goodness for you and for yours. And hope you all have a great weekend.
And go Green Bay this weekend. Am I right? Saturday, go Green Bay.
Yeah, that's what they say. Green Bay all the way. It.
Go,
are
Pat,
you
go.
Are you a Aaron Rodgers fan?
Well, I have a difficult relationship with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
But yes, I am an Aaron Rodgers. Short answer, he pisses me off sometimes, but yes, I am an Aaron Rodgers fan.
Who are they playing?
They're playing the San Francisco 49ers at 5:15 Saturday night.
That's Jimmy Garoppolo.
It's right. At Lambeau Field, where it should be in the teens or maybe even a little bit colder than that.
Oh, so there's an advantage for the home team.
That's the idea.
Roo, roo, roo.
That's right.
Yeah, Tawny's a huge football fan. So cute. All their unis.
So cute.
All right. Have a great weekend. Love you all.
Oh, next week we should talk about Valentine's Day. Just put a pin in that.
Great.
Thank you.
Like about what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Float some ideas around because honestly, I'm a little just like tapped.
Maybe you'll just have a nice dinner in and with your new puppy.
Yeah.
Just keep it. Don't.
Save it for next week.
Yeah, we'll save it. Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth: no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit Slack.com to get started.